Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now on Fox 50, team coverage of a potentially record-breaking day for heat. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking just how hot it could get. And WRAL's Naya Harden is getting a read on current conditions as you look live at downtown Raleigh.
We're also watching a historic winter storm in the Midwest. How the snow's affecting flights there and here at home as you look live. This is Bismarck, North Dakota.
Subject is currently loose in the cabin, and he is trying to breach the cockpit.
And new police audio shows the response to that passenger that forced a ground stop at RDU. We have all these stories to help you get your Thursday started. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And what has changed, what stayed the same overnight and into the morning hours for the heat and what we were talking about, not going to get top end at what we thought it was going to be. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with the reasons why.
So what happened overnight is new runs of the computer model started to show a disturbance swinging through. That means some additional cloud cover and possibly some showers late this afternoon and evening when we typically see the hottest temperatures of the day. That means that we may not hit that 85, which was the magic number. We've never been as warm as 85 ever in February in the Triangle area. And so it looks like maybe we won't this time either. We're still likely to break the record high, which was 79 degrees. We'll easily make it up into the low 80s. We just might not get all the way to 85. Here's a look at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can see just a few light showers and some cloud cover that rolls in. This is a newer run of the computer models that just came in. I wouldn't even bother taking along the umbrella, but we will have a cloudy period, and with a sprinkle or two, it could keep our temperatures just below that all-time record. 68 is our temperature right now. This is a live look at downtown Durham. We have a strong wind coming out of the south at 15 miles per hour. That's what's pushing the warmth into our area right now. And the winds are gusty too. The gusts are in the box on the right, the white box. We're gusting to 23 in Durham, Raleigh, and Goldsboro, 22 in Rocky Mount, and 18 in Roxboro. We're going to be gusting 25 to 30 through a good chunk of the day. The winds will start to die down later on this afternoon and evening. Stepping out, temperatures are in the mid-60s to near 70. It feels like summer out there. It's more humid than it was yesterday, and our temperature changed anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees warmer than yesterday, so we've already got a leg up on some warm temperatures. We're going to jump into the 70s here shortly, and we'll have about 5 hours this afternoon with temperatures in the 80s. Again, we're going to wrap up the day in a few places with a quick sprinkle, but nothing that shouldn't keep you from enjoying this nice warm afternoon. Get out there before Saturday, because Saturday looks cold and wet. I'll show you the temperatures and timeline for the rain coming up, Brian.
8:03 right now, and we are still tracking delays on 401 northbound, leaving Fuquay Varina heading into Garner. An earlier crash just before you get to 1010 Road has been cleared, but we're still seeing those lingering backups right there from around the Wake Tech campus and the 540 work zone area all the way up to just before you get to 1010 Road. About a 7-minute backup overall between Fuquay Varina and Garner this morning. Don't consider using Lake Wheeler Road because it's a 2-lane road, and here we are in the heart of the morning commute. Those northbound lanes are very congested, so you just need to plan on that extra time on 401 coming in from Fuquay. Just getting reports of a crash over in Knightdale. This is on Knightdale Boulevard at Parkstone Town Boulevard, and you can see some very heavy delays on that westbound side approaching Parkstone Town Boulevard. Before you get to 540 there, it clears up right there beyond that intersection with Parkstone Town Boulevard. Allow some extra time through there. On the eastbound side, traffic seems to be flowing fairly well. Look out for an earlier crash investigation out at Pool Road near 440. Also on Wade Avenue at Edwards Mill Road, a minor crash reported. Not seeing any delays on the sensors right now. And it looks like that earlier crash on Roxborough Street between 85 and the Bragtown area of North Durham has cleared, traffic returning to normal.
All right, thank you, Brian. As Elizabeth mentioned, today could be close to the warmest day ever in the month of February in Raleigh. WRAL's Naya Harden joins us live from Lake Johnson Park. And Naya, you've been speaking with people about the heat and what they plan on doing today to take advantage.
A lot of people out today, many of them on the water. We have seen them canoeing, fishing. We see people out with their dogs right now, as you can see. A lot of people working out, walking. And this is just one of those days where you have to take advantage of it. That's what they're telling us, because the warmest day in February on record was February 26, 1977, when it was 84 degrees. Now, we're going to come pretty close to that, but we have only had 80-degree temperatures in February, 14 times since 1945. So this is a pretty rare moment for a lot of North Carolinians. And again, they are definitely taking advantage of it early. We anticipate that'll be happening the rest of the day. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
So as we see those record-breaking warm temperatures here at home, the Midwest is dealing with this historic storm. Looks miserable. That's a live look. Bismarck, North Dakota. Some areas could see nearly 2 feet of snow. Roads, schools, airports are all closed as this winter storm moves over states like Minnesota and the Dakotas. We checked minutes ago, more than 750 flights canceled nationwide, and we have learned in the last 30 minutes, 11 of those are at RDU. Some areas are dealing with temperatures as low as minus 20.
Unless you legitimately have a need to be out traveling, to stay home and bunker there if you can, it's not worth the risk to yourself.
Yeah, that storm is expected to bring icy conditions to the northeast tomorrow, moving across the country. And whether it's freezing cold or burning hot, you can keep track of weather conditions where you are by downloading the WRAL weather app. It is free.
We're hearing for the first time this morning the chaos that unfolded during a ground stop at RDU. That's where you're looking live this morning. New audio from Broadcastify reveals what law enforcement dealt with after a plane with an unruly passenger was diverted to the airport.
Subject is currently loose in the cabin, and he has tried to breach the cockpit. He's being somewhat restrained by the flight crew and other passengers. As soon as that lands, we need to get in the plane and restrain this guy.
And you can hear officers mentioning a man, but officials later shared the person arrested was actually a woman. You see her in the photo here, 36-year-old Tiffany Miles. She was charged with airport obstruction, but the FBI says federal charges are possible as well. Investigators say this happened on an American Airlines flight from Jacksonville, Florida to Washington, D.C. No one was hurt. And in a tweet late last night, the FAA said it's making progress toward new safety measures on planes to handle situations like this. Those include requiring new planes to have a second barrier to the flight deck.
Violent crime is on the decline in Durham, but there are some concerning trends to watch. That's according to a new crime report the police chief will share with the city council today. It shows homicides fell by more than 8% in the last 2 years. Overall, violent crime dropped by 10%. Rapes and robberies, though, rose in the same time period. WRAL's Laura Levine will share what the report reveals about youth and violent crime in our next half hour.
An 11-year-old is recovering this morning after being shot twice by his father during a 20-hour standoff in Cary. His father later took his own life. Hundreds of law enforcement personnel responded to the standoff at the Windsor at Tryon Village Apartments. Police say they're not sure if the man shot his son on purpose. Negotiators convinced him to release the boy, but it was not until after 6 o'clock last night that SWAT team members entered the man's apartment. They used flashbangs to get in. The man was dead by then. The boy who was shot is at home with his family. And when covering the story in Cary, WRAL had questions about the timeline of communication from police. In the next 10 minutes, hear the chief answer why it took so long to notify the public.
A 19-year-old man is in a Florida jail this morning after a series of shootings that left three people dead. Keith Moses is charged with killing a woman in her 20s, a 9-year-old girl, and a reporter who was covering that police scene. Investigators say Moses shot the woman in her 20s yesterday morning and then returned to the scene 5 hours later and shot a TV reporter and photographer covering the earlier shooting. In just the last 2 hours, the TV station identified the reporter who died as 24-year-old Dylan Lyons. The photographer is still in critical condition. Police say Moses then went to a nearby home, killing a 9-year-old girl and critically injuring her mother.
No one in our community, not a mother, not a 9-year-old, and certainly not news professionals, should become the victim of gun violence in our community.
Well, no word yet on a possible motive in this case. The sheriff's office says Moses has a lengthy criminal record.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we want to give you these live pictures of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg live in Palestine, Ohio, the site of that train derailment. He's touring that site right now, talking to crews that's in the middle of cleaning up that mess. His visit comes as the NTSB is expected to release its initial reports about this investigation, because this train derailed about 3 weeks ago on February 3rd. 38 cars left the track, sparking health and environmental concerns. Again, these are live pictures coming in, and of course we don't have control over the camera, but that's what's happening right now in Palestine, Ohio.
All right, thank you, Ken. It's one of the first big rulings on the future of artificial intelligence, how the federal government is answering the question, can AI art be copyrighted? Plus.
Man with a vision is a dream with a plan.
Yeah, now it's 40 years later, and the players on NC State's 1983 championship team remember legendary coach Jim Valvano.
We are still on track to see the record high for today at 83 degrees, but get outside and enjoy it while you can, because Saturday will feel like the 40s with rain. I'll walk through the timeline of temperatures and showers coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right now. This is a live look, Longleaf Golf and Family Club, Southern Pines. And down there, I tell you, good luck getting the tee time. They'll be filled up today. A lot of folks will be headed out. Had this day circled on the calendar. Thursday, 80 degrees. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
Then you can take your pick of times on Saturday.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to talk about that coming up over the next couple of minutes. Sure is pretty out there right now. A little bit of high thin cloud cover. We're seeing that everywhere. We have windy conditions. We have a strong wind coming up out of the south, and that's what's bringing us all this warm air that we're seeing this morning and that'll stick around this afternoon. Looking at a high of 83. Now, 85 would bring us the hottest day we've ever seen in February at RDU. Probably going to see that at around 83 instead because of some cloud cover that we'll see later this afternoon, and maybe a quick shower. That's a new development this morning. We're just seeing computer models picking up on a disturbance swinging through. Friday looks like a nice day, partly cloudy, 72, not as warm as today, but 72 is perfectly lovely for February, right? And then Saturday, temperatures will be below normal. And that 51 is a bit of a misnomer. We'll see that really early in the day. We'll be dropping through the 40s, and I'll walk you through the temperature timeline coming up. On Sunday, we rebound a little bit, but it's not going to be anything like what we'll see the next couple of days. Here's that disturbance that started to take shape overnight last night, and you can see that rain there in eastern Kentucky, eastern Tennessee, and it comes rolling through here this afternoon. Ahead of it, we'll end up with some high thin clouds like we're seeing right now. There's 11 o'clock. There's lunchtime with partly cloudy skies. And then late afternoon, we start to see the clouds thickening up a little bit. And there's a little bit of patchy light rain that starts to develop within that band of clouds. You can see at 5 o'clock, it's cloudy from Raleigh to Roxborough with a sprinkle or two. And that's out of here by around 7 or 8 o'clock. Well, we tend to see the hottest part of the day this time of year around 3 or 4 o'clock. So if the clouds start to roll in, it may keep our temperatures just a couple of degrees cooler. That's why we dropped the temperature to 83. Let's talk about late Friday. We'll start to see the clouds thickening up by Saturday morning. The rain is over us. We're not going to see a lot of rain out of this. It's really the temperature and rain combination that's going to make it so miserable. We'll end up potentially with a quarter of an inch to a half an inch as an average for Saturday. But take a look at this. We're going to start off at 1 a.m. on Saturday morning at 50, and then the temperatures are going to plunge. By 8 a.m., it's 44, and by noon on Saturday, it's 41 with rain. So it's looking fairly miserable. But you take a look up north and you can see it could be even more miserable if you're not a snow lover. Even if you are, this is dangerous weather for sure. They've had some blizzard conditions and up to 2 feet of snow. It continues for another day or two along the northern part of the country there. And of course, that's causing some airport delays across the country and even here as well. Saturday is going to be our most miserable day. After that, we see temperatures rebounding. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all look really pretty, Brian.
Here at 8:16, Elizabeth, let's start with the big picture and show you your major approaches into Raleigh. And you see that there are some delays showing up there. We're going to take a closer look at those in just a moment as we zoom in closer to Fuquay Varina and Garner, 401 northbound. We still have some delays approaching 1010 Road this morning from that earlier crash. A 10-minute backup overall. Allow that extra time this morning on northbound 401 between 42 and the Business 70 interchange there in Garner. We're seeing some of the usual congestion right around Old Stage Road as well, contributing contributing to some of those delays. Elsewhere around the area, we still have this crash over in Knightdale on Knightdale Boulevard at Parkstone Town Boulevard. Still seeing some delays on that westbound side approaching Parkstone Town Boulevard. Once you get to 540, though, traffic's moving along pretty well. About a 7-minute delay on 40 westbound coming in from Johnston County between 42 and the Clayton Bypass. Once you get to Business 70, traffic's moving along pretty well out toward the Beltline. 440 westbound, a little sluggish right now between 87 and Capitol Boulevard. In Durham, 885 is looking good in both directions right now between I-40 and the 147 split.
All right, thank you, Brian. Back to our coverage of that hostage situation in Cary. WRL questioned Cary police over their timeline on the case. Officers say they were first notified around 10:45 Tuesday night about the mental health crisis that turned into that hostage situation. Police did not tell neighbors to shelter in place until 4 o'clock the next morning. They say neighbors were notified through the Nextdoor app twice between 5 and 7 a.m., but officers did not post on Facebook or Twitter. From what we saw, we also asked the police chief why the press wasn't told about the standoff.
The media was out here earlier, and we had a PIO on scene the entire time. So that's really on you, not on us. We were very busy with a very active situation, and to be honest with you, we need to make sure our facts are exactly right before we release a press release.
Cary police say they also used Wake County's alert system, ReadyWake, to notify neighbors, but that alert did not go out until after 10 a.m. That was 5 hours after the next door notification.
Harvey Weinstein could see his prison term nearly doubled today as he faces sentencing in a second sexual assault case out of California. A judge could give the former film producer another 18 years on top of the 20 years he has left to serve on his sentence on rape charges out of New York. In this latest case, a jury convicted Weinstein of assaulting an actress in 2013. Before today's sentencing, the judge will hear a motion from Weinstein's team for a new trial.
Today, former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh could be called to the stand in his own murder trial. The defense team is considering questioning him. Murdaugh's defense lawyers asked the judge to allow him to take the Fifth Amendment. The judge says prosecutors should be allowed to question him about things relevant to the case. Murdaugh is accused of killing his wife and their 22-year-old son, Paul, in the days after Murdaugh was accused of fraud at his law firm. They were found dead on the family's property in 2021.
As we watch some of the effects of that snowstorm moving across the Midwest, we are learning of some close calls on the roads. Take a look at this video posted to Facebook by the Wyoming Highway Patrol. Left side of your screen there. Wow, a police officer is on the road in front of his cruiser off the highway, but this truck just semi-barrels through there, lost control, and that is not a lane of travel. That is on the shoulder there. On the post about this, the troopers warned drivers to move over and slow down for emergency vehicles, but they mean move over in the actual highway. The driver of the truck ran off that highway into the median. No one was hurt, thankfully, but that is scary. Not just snowy roads to watch out for either. Law enforcement in Washington State say a deputy was seriously hurt after a tree fell on his car during the snowstorm. Investigators say heavy snow is likely to blame for weighing down that tree. The deputy is said to be in critical condition this morning.
Well, here's a question. Should images created by artificial intelligence for a graphic novel be protected by copyright? The U.S. Copyright Office now says the answer is no. In a letter, the office says the creator of Zarya of the Dawn is only entitled to copyright for parts made by a human. The AI-generated images in the novel won't be covered. This is a big ruling as it's one of the first on the federal level on the scope of copyright when it comes to the fast-growing world of AI.
March Madness is just around the corner, and in Raleigh, that always brings back memories of the magical Wolfpack team of 1983. It's 40 years later now, and those players still remember the impact Jim Valvano had on them. Those surviving members of NC State's 1983 championship team got together yesterday for a reunion, and where else would they do it but Jimmy V's in downtown Raleigh. And as they gathered, they took time to reminisce about their old coach and the lessons he left them.
He was a godsend to me. The things that he taught, I continue to teach. It's my platform to my kids, to corporate America.
A man with a vision is a dream with a plan, and all things are possible. And the 83 team showed you that.
We sure did. 1983 team was honored during NC State's game last night at PNC Arena against Wake Forest. And the home team, Wolfpack, did the guys proud. They got the win.
Wow, it's amazing to see. Well, there could be trouble on the horizon in Hollywood. David Daniels shows us the potential for a looming strike in today's Hollywood Minute.
Hollywood writers and producers are working to avoid another writer's strike. They've set March 20th to begin negotiations on a new Writers Guild contract. The current deal expires May 1st. Directors and Actors Guild negotiations are expected to follow. The 2007-2008 writer's strike lasted 100 days and cost the LA economy billions of dollars.
How much do they want?
$350,000. And they won it in 4 days, so short of robbing a bank, that's just not going to happen.
I can give you the money.
What?
Justice Smith plays a mark in the crosshairs of con artists in Sharper. The casting was a no-brainer for director Benjamin Caron.
When Justice popped up and we did his audition, it was just one of those moments you were like, this is Tom. There was no one else that could be Tom.
Yeah.
Sharper is now streaming on Apple TV Plus. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Local schools are considering new ways to keep students safe. Ahead in our next half hour, why experts aren't sold on one district's plan to use weapons detection technology.
Plus, CEO of Norfolk Southern apologizes after the train crash and toxic chemical release in Ohio.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Time now is 8:26 on your Thursday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. And our top story today, of course, is the warm weather we're going to see. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here. Elizabeth, we could come close to a record today.
Likely we're going to break the record for today. We may not hit that all-time record of 85 degrees in February, but we'll still have a very warm day and likely to break the daily record. A little bit of high, thin cloud cover out there in Apex. Seeing plenty of people out running, walking their dogs. It's already 70 in Tarpon. And in Irwin, 66 degrees in Goldsboro. It's blustery this morning. We're going to see some windy conditions. We'll climb into the 80s at lunchtime. It's going to be a nice afternoon to be at the park. But once we get to late afternoon and evening, the clouds will thicken up and there could be just a quick shower, Brian.
Elizabeth, we are tracking a crash right now on 440 westbound just before you get to Capitol Boulevard. There's a little bit of a delay there heading away from 87 back toward Newbern Avenue and Capitol Boulevard. It looks like they made some progress getting that earlier crash cleared up on Knightdale Boulevard at Parkstone Town Boulevard. Want to take a look at all your major approaches into Raleigh right now. A 5-minute delay on 40 westbound coming in from Johnston County. A 2-minute slowdown on US 1 northbound from Apex through Cary. And a 7-minute delay showing up right now leaving Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. In Durham, our major routes are looking pretty good.
All right, thank you, Brian. We're watching the chance for flight cancellations as a massive winter storm hits the Midwest. You're looking live at RGU, where we've learned in the last hour there are at least 11 canceled flights right now. And check your connecting flights. The Charlotte and Atlanta airports are reporting dozens of flight issues as well. And we'll get a new look today on how Durham is doing in the fight against crime. The police chief will share a new report at 1 o'clock showing homicides fell by more than 8% over the last 2 years. Overall, violent crime was down 10%. However, there were reports of rapes and robberies. Coming up next on Fox 50, how a far-right protest is creating new discussion about school safety here at home.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're on track to break the record high for today, but I'll show you what's changed overnight to bring us some slightly cooler temperatures. We may not end up reaching the highest that we've seen all year.
And WRAL's Naya Harden is out in Raleigh right now to show us the impact of the heat as we track a historic snowstorm across the Midwest as you look live at Duluth, Minnesota.
I'm going to see this through, and each and every day, I'm going to do the next right thing.
Plus, that's a promise from the CEO of Norfolk Southern as we prepare to get our first look at the reason for that big train crash in Ohio, spilling the toxic chemicals there into local drinking water. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us here as we get our Thursday started together.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, our hot Thursday. It is going to be warm today, very warm. This is Dick's Park right now. We've seen people out and about with the dogs, walking the dogs. It's a great day to do that.
make sense,
yeah,
right? And do it early. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center right now with a look at Futurecast.
Yeah, watching the changes overnight last night, it looks like we may have a little bit more cloud cover mid to late afternoon and maybe a quick sprinkle. The rain's not going to be a big deal, but just a little bit more cloud cover could keep our temperatures slightly cooler. So yesterday, it looked like today could be the hottest day we've ever seen in February at RDU. And now it looks like we'll be very close to it, but we may not actually reach that. Here's a look at 5 o'clock. And you could see some cloud cover and a few sprinkles here and there. We tend to see the warmest temperatures of the day this time of year around 3 or 4 o'clock. So with these building clouds, could keep our temperatures down just a little bit during that critical heating time if we were trying to reach that all-time record. Here's a look at what's happening outside right now. This is a look at Durham, and we're seeing 68 degrees. We have a strong wind coming out of the southwest at 15, and it is gusty out there. The gusts are on the right side in that white box. We're gusting to 25 in Goldsboro, 23 Durham and Raleigh, 24 Roxborough, 22 in Rocky Mount. It's going to be a breezy morning. We're going to see some gusty winds all the way through around the middle of the afternoon, and then the winds may start to taper off a little bit. It's really warm out there already. We still haven't hit 70, at least on this map, but we're close to it, mid to upper 60s right now. And temperatures are even above this time yesterday, about 10 to 15 degrees warmer. Checking out that hour-by-hour forecast, we'll be in the 80s by lunchtime, and we'll keep it into the 80s for most of the afternoon. We do wrap up the day with some clouds and maybe a quick sprinkle for just a few folks. That should hold our temperatures into the low and mid 80s this afternoon. But it's still going to be a pleasant evening. It's going to be a great day to get outside. Do it while you can. Tomorrow will be cooler, but still not bad. Saturday looks like a day you want to stay inside. I'll show you the temperatures and the rain coming up.
Well, we'll make the best of it right now. It is a warm day out there, certainly, as Elizabeth was just explaining. WRL's Nia Harden is making the best of it. She's getting outside, spent all morning at Lake Johnson Park talking with people about this heat.
A lot of people out today, many of them on the water. We have seen them canoeing, fishing. We see people out with their dogs right now, as you can see. A lot of people working out, walking. And this is just one of those days where you have to take advantage of it. That's what they're telling us, because the warmest day in February on record was February 26, 1977, when it was 84 degrees. Now, we're going to come pretty close to that, but we have only had 80 degree temperatures in February 14 times since 1945. We spoke to some people who say they notice this is a rare moment.
I mean, you probably could never come again to the lake and walk around it in February. I keep saying that again, but it is that ridiculous, at 7 in the morning, and be able to just enjoy it. So I'd say if you have the opportunity, it's really good. It's really beautiful. It clears up your mind. So it's always a good thing to do.
Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And with all the warm temperatures out there here at home, here's the difference. Midwest is dealing with a historic winter storm. It's a live look at Duluth, Minnesota. Some areas could see nearly 2 feet of snow. Roads, schools, and airports are closed as this winter storm moves over states like Minnesota and the Dakotas. We checked, and more than 700 flights are canceled nationwide. Ken Smith is watching the impact here at home from the WRL Live Center right now. Ken.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, so many flights take off from RDU International could be heading to the Midwest. But of the 700 you just mentioned, just 11 cancellations are linked to RDU International right now. And in terms of flight delays, just 9 right now being recorded at RDU International. As always, if you have a flight out today, make sure you check with the airline to find out the status of your flight.
And Ken, thanks. As we watch the warm weather at home and the winter weather out west, you can track it all those conditions where you are from your phone in real time. Just download the WRL Weather app. It is free.
Today, we'll get new insight into Durham's crime rate, including a disturbing trend involving children. WRL's Laura Levine is at the Durham Police Department this morning with what's inside that report. Laura.
Michelle, good morning. The quarterly crime report gives City Council more insight and really a roadmap on what areas they need to address when we talk about violent crime here in the city. It also gives them insight onto where they needed to deploy more resources to and why. Now, we took a look at that fourth quarter crime report, which shows violent crime decreased by 10% in a number of different categories from October to December of last year. However, the report shows the ages of people committing crimes are very young. It shows that as young as 9, they're involved with serious offenses like burglary. And last year, 6 17-year-olds are believed to have committed homicides. 5 14-year-olds had weapons violations. Data from police shows juveniles are also becoming victims of crime, too, with 7 shots so far this year. Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton tells me it's a problem that needs to be addressed across the board.
And it's a very disturbing trend. It's an editorial, not so much on them, but on us as parents, as leaders, as guardians, as role models, as mentors. And it's a wake-up call for us that no matter how many great things are going on in our city, all of our celebrations have to have an asterisk next to them. They have to be muted because our children are literally dying.
And Police Chief Patrice Andrews will have that full presentation at today's work session between 1 and 5 o'clock this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Durham.
Also today, a group working to keep Orange County schools safe will meet for the first time. The School Safety Task Force is a direct response to this when members of the Proud Boys disrupted a school board meeting in 2021. The Proud Boys are a far-right group. Several of its members have been convicted for crimes linked to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The School Safety Task Force will meet tonight at 5:30 in Hillsborough. Members will discuss how the government, schools, law enforcement, and community can all work together to improve school safety.
Happening now, the nation's top transportation official is in East Palestine, Ohio, for the first time since this train crash released toxic chemicals nearly 3 weeks ago. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is visiting the site where the train derailed as the National Transportation Safety Board releases its initial report on the crash. That report is expected at some point today. Overnight, Norfolk Southern's CEO apologized to residents during a CNN town hall. He answered questions from neighbors concerned about the impact on their health.
Now, did you shorten my life now? I want to retire and enjoy it. How are we going to enjoy it? You burned me. We were going to sell our house. Our value went.
What I can do and what I will do is make it right. We're going to get the cleanup right. We're going to reimburse the citizens. We're going to invest in the long-term health of this community.
The EPA ordered Norfolk Southern to clean up all the contamination from the wreck, from the soil and from water used in the community.
With breaking news from overseas, Israelis and Palestinians are once again trading fire with rockets fired from both sides early this morning. This all comes after a deadly raid in the occupied West Bank. Video shows that raid by the Israeli military yesterday killed 10 Palestinians. Israel's new far-right government has promised to ramp up settlement construction in the West Bank. Tension has grown after a deadly start to the year between Israel and Palestinian militants. Dozens of people have died in raids and individual attacks in both communities. Coming up on 8:40 now on your Thursday morning, still ahead, a new picture of a possible motive for the deadly mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. What prosecutors think could be the reason for the attack.
Plus, more than a month later, and one of the largest lottery prizes in history is claimed. We'll explain why we'll likely never know who won.
And we're seeing a hot day out there already. Live look at Zebulon. Our 7-day forecast reveals how long the heat will stick around.
Welcome back. Talk about the perfect day to be out on the water. This is a live look at Lake Gaston. A little breezy out there, but temperatures are going to feel like summertime today in the 80s. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look over Durham. They see the breezes go and we see the flags blowing in the wind there, but it feels nice out there, Elizabeth.
It does, you know, and it's because of this wind that we're going to see temperatures so far above normal. We're likely to break another record high for today. You can see the flags here down in the bottom right corner of the screen. We're seeing some gusts right now, 20 to 25 miles per hour, including here in Durham. We have some high thin cloud cover, but it's looking nice out. 68 is our current temperature. Our dew point, though, has climbed to 61. That's not a true summer-like dew point, but it's definitely a lot higher than we would normally see in February. So as you step outside, it feels warm. It also might feel just a little bit muggy. We're going to jump into the 70s here quickly, 80s by the time we get to lunchtime, and we're going to see highs in the low 80s this afternoon. 87 in Fayetteville, 85 Goldsboro, 81 Roxborough and 85 in Southern Pines. That 83 degrees is likely to easily break the previous record of 79 for today, set back in 1980. And in Fayetteville, 86 again should easily break that record of 80 in 2018. The record that we may not break is the one that is the record for the all-time warmest day in February. Yesterday, it looked like we could probably hit 85 degrees, but new today, we have a disturbance that's swinging through. The models have started to pick up on it. It's going to bring us some cloud cover this afternoon and a few sprinkles, and most likely hold our temperature down to around 83. Again, that's still a record high for today, but it may not be the all-time record. The warmest temperature ever for February was 84, set back in 1977. We were 83, though, in 2017 and in 1989. So we're going to come close to that record. This month so far is the second warmest February on record. We've seen 5 days this month already where we've tied or broken a record. And in terms of 80-degree days, we've only seen 14 of those in February since 1945. So it's not a usual occurrence, as we all know. We take a look at the showers that are back to our west. Those come sliding in with some cloud cover by later this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy between now and noon. We'll pause it there at lunchtime. We're nice and dry. But then we start to see that band of clouds sliding southward. There's three in the afternoon. But once we get to 5, 6, 7 o'clock, we see this band of showers roll in. I mean, it's tiny. A lot of us won't see any of this rain. And if you do see a shower, it should be in and out fairly quickly. But again, it may be enough just to knock our temperature down a couple of degrees from what we thought yesterday. Tree pollen high for today. Juniper, cedar, elm, and maple in particular. And we'll likely see that again tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a mild day, partly cloudy, 72. It's going to be lovely, not as hot as today. But then Saturday, completely different. We'll start early in the morning in the low 50s. We'll drop through the 40s during the day. So temperatures will be falling. We'll see rain for most of the day. So it's going to be a day that's going to feel better to be inside. It's really going to feel like February. And then after that, we see a slow rebound to temperatures above normal for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We now know what prosecutors think is the motive behind the deadly mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs in November last year. They shared in court that the 22-year-old charged in the killings at Club Q ran a neo-Nazi website and used gay and racial slurs online. The accused shooter identifies as non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. These new details came out as a judge is trying to determine if there's enough evidence to allow hate crime charges against the suspect. Five people were killed in the shooting last November. The court hearings will continue today.
The number of mass killings in the U.S. linked to extremism is rising. That's according to a new report out this morning from the Anti-Defamation League. In the past decade, those types of killings were at least three times higher than any other 10-year period since the 1970s. Researchers say factors for the increase include the rise of ISIS and the growing promotion of white supremacy. The same report found that all extremist murders in 2022 were linked to right-wing beliefs.
We'll find out today if singer R. Kelly will spend another quarter century in prison. A judge will choose whether to hand down what is effectively a life sentence for the R&B singer. R. Kelly was convicted of child pornography charges last year in Chicago. He's already serving 30 years in prison on charges out of New York. Prosecutors have asked for another 25 years in this latest case. R. Kelly is 56 years old.
Recent threats at local schools have some district leaders ramping up safety measures. The Harnett County School Board is the latest to consider weapons detection technology in school buildings. School security experts say while this technology is useful, it has its limitations.
Parents and school officials should be very wary of spending millions and millions of dollars on these systems without fully understanding what it can and cannot do. Weapons such as guns and knives can be missed by the system.
Experts say tips about possible threats play a role in preventing violence in the first place. The Harnett County School Board will hear a presentation on the weapons detection system on March 6th. And we could find out tomorrow if leaders in Cumberland County will take action after a bus driver sick out that left families to get their kids to school. The county's delegation of state lawmakers is meeting with the Board of Education. The meeting was already planned, but the focus could shift because of the sick out. The protest stems from a change 3 years ago. That's when state lawmakers ordered the salary for newly hired bus drivers to be set at $15 an hour. It used to be $13. The drivers who called in sick say that's not right. Some have been driving for decades and make the same amount as a new hire.
National Pancake Day. It's not every day. It's next week, actually. There's a lot of deals to take advantage of as well. And our WRL Smart Shopper, Faye Prosser, joins us now. Faye, what do we have to do to get those free pancakes?
Well, apparently at your house, nothing, because it's every day. But for
exactly.
the rest of that's right. For the rest of us, if you head over to IHOP, you'll get a free short stack of IHOP buttermilk pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. this coming Tuesday, February the 28th. It's valid for dine-in only at participating IHOP locations. And you can see all the details on the post I have for you on the Smart Shopper column at WRL's website.
All right, IHOP or my house, either way. You also have some great grocery deals to share with us, right?
Yeah, I sure do. So strawberries are coming into season in a lot of places, and you will find them this week for only $1.79 a pound over at Aldi and $1.99 a pound at Publix and Lidl for my Lidl members. You'll also find mandarins in a 3-pound bag for $2.39 at Aldi and navel oranges 2 for $1 at Food Lion. And over in the meat aisle, you'll find Perdue family pack chicken drumsticks, only 89 cents a pound at Aldi, and whole chicken, 99 cents a pound at Food Lion. Plus at Food Lion, you can score 80% lean, fresh ground chuck, only $2.99 a pound. And at Harris Teeter, Smithfield whole Boston butt pork roast is on sale for 97 cents a pound for EVIC members today through Sunday. And chicken leg quarters in a 10-pound pack, only 59 cents a pound at Lidl. There are also some good cheese deals this week. At Harris Teeter, you'll find their American cheese singles in a 12-ounce package. Buy one, get one free for $1.75 each. And over at Lidl, you'll find the large 16-ounce bag of shredded cheese, only 2 for $5, which is a stock-up price. And you can actually freeze cheese. Lots of different great deals for you.
Freeze the cheese. All right, for more smart shopping tips from Faye, you can go to WRL.com. Look for the consumer tab and search Smart Shopper. Faye, thanks so much.
Morning. The winner of the fourth largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history has claimed the prize, but we still don't know who it is. The Maine State Lottery says the winner of the $1.35 billion jackpot last month chose to remain anonymous. Officials say that person took the cash option, nearly $500 million after taxes. Maine is one of the states where a lottery winner can choose to not share their name. North Carolina is not among them. And tomorrow, the American Cancer Society is holding their first Discovery Ball to help advance the fight against cancer. For more than 100 years, the American Cancer Society has led the effort to find cures. Through donations and research, they've helped more people survive cancer than ever before. 41-year-old Christy Redfern of Rollsville was first diagnosed with breast cancer at 35 and has had a recurrence. She's hopeful more donations and effort will help more people survive.
My treatment today, if I were to be diagnosed today, would be hands down different than what it would have been back in 2016 and 2017. And that's the hope that I cling to for those that are to be diagnosed today and in the future, is those constant new options that they have for their treatment plans.
WREL is a proud community sponsor of the event. The Discovery Ball will be held at the Pavilion at Angus Barn in Raleigh Friday the 24th, with registration starting at 6:30 p.m.
Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr are teaming up with the Rolling Stones on their new album. The former Beatles play bass and drums, respectively, on one of the album's tracks. It's the Stones' first album since drummer Charlie Watts died in 2021. The Beatles and Stones have been kind of rivals, I guess you'd say, for more than 50 years, but they have worked together in the past. McCartney and John Lennon wrote the Stones' first hit, I Wanna Be Your Man. And 4 years later, the Stones' frontman, Mick Jagger, was in studio when the Beatles recorded All You Need Is Love. Good to see them all together. State Farmers Market in Raleigh is celebrating today with warm weather and some live music out there. From noon until 2 o'clock, country singer Hunter Grant will be putting on a free performance. He'll be playing in the Farmer's Shed. The State Farmers Market is located on Agriculture Street, and it is great any time of year, it's really nice
today. Perfect. All right, before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on that warm weather forecast and your traffic next.